the family. The podcast family right here, right now with you.
How do you think of that? What a great voice, huh?
No, I honestly thought it was the clarinet first. I had to look to see who was singing.
No. I don't know if that's a compliment. You have found Table Talk with Rookie's Family, the podcast family that podcasts together, stays together, unless two people are absent today. And, Sophia is
here.
You're right. Sophia is here, and she's here via the magic of a smartphone. What?
X.
A smartphone X.
10S, actually. 10S Max.
10S Max. Okay, very good. That's a very nice phone. Matthew will not be joining us today. He is en route somewhere out east. I'm not sure what he's doing, but he texted us and said he's going to be in a car with others, and that's really not a nice thing to do to other people, to tell them to be quiet for 40 minutes while he's podcasting. So he gets a pass today. Otherwise, everybody else is present. Mom, Mamie, Sophia via the phone, and Gabriel is actually running the board here. So you can send all your compliments. He's going to be a great producer someday. Hopefully he won't stay in radio. He'll make millions and give me that condo in Florida that we need.
Not this way.
No. Big, huge week for, let's just jump right into sports.
Woo-hoo!
The Gophers lost. This is being recorded on Sunday morning at about 9:40 a.m. in the studio. The Gophers fell 9-1. If you don't care about sports, we're not going to do a whole sports segment, but it was really a bummer of a loss because they could have beat these guys and come back. They just didn't. They didn't make tackles, all that other kind of stuff. It was sad. And yes, I was caught shouting at the television. And normally I do not do that. But Mom came over and said, "Oh my gosh, what's the deal?" And I was guilty of saying, "Son of a gun, let's go." Maybe a little stronger language, but. So the Gophers lost.
You were screaming at the glorified coach.
Yes, I think he blew it by running on the field and getting an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. And I can't wait to talk to Patrick Royce on the Monday Night Sports Talk podcast tomorrow about that. Of which, if you are a listener, you can participate in by calling, and we'll tweet that out, that number, tomorrow. In other good news, Gabe's high school team won. They advanced, and they are going to state. They beat,
Elk River Elks.
Yes.
And Sophia was there, McLaren was there, and Gabriel was there. And that game was last night at U.S. Bank Stadium. Your thoughts on U.S. Bank Stadium quickly? It's huge, huh?
Massive.
Yeah, it's like the most confusing thing ever. Me and Sophia were like up and down escalators trying to figure out where to go.
It's a nightmare.
And then their staff is like opening and closing different, what are those pulley things, like?
Stanchions.
They're opening and closing them, and then there's some lady that's like, this way, and like trying to take her job way too seriously, and it just is a mess.
You see, it's easy for us because you're like, oh, I bet you're going to the student section.
Yes.
Because when you're in the distinct, like, what you're wearing, they're, oh, okay.
Oh, right, yeah, you were all dressed in what, Class A garb?
Mm-hmm.
So you had all your jacket on and all your medals and all that other
stuff.
And
I think that building works. Like, if you're in the stadium proper, it's beautiful. It's amazing. But the concourses and...
The bowels are pretty nasty.
I don't understand it. It's the worst stadium I have ever been in by far.
If you're trying to get a concession or something like that and you're not in the main bowl,
terrible.
It's confusing. I would agree. We've gone to several different activities there. Whether it be games or shows, and it is. It's difficult once you get off the beaten path when you're inside the hallways, the concourses. It's difficult. But
and
regardless.
When I was walking around, my zipper was down, and I didn't know.
Oh, lovely, Sophia.
I saw one of my friends, and she came running up, and she's like, "Your zipper's down."
Oh, my gosh.
Love that.
I thought we saw you on Zipper Cam. They look for people that have their zippers down.
I mean, 2 weeks ago you were naked, and now you're out in public with your zipper down.
Yeah, I'm just so unfortunate.
Maybe you'll start a trend. Hopefully not, huh?
Yeah, there we go.
All right, so that's the sports recap. Anything special in anybody's lives that you'd like to report?
Well, you guys are headed to...
Las Vegas.
Can we not say that?
We can say that.
Well, you just did. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
I didn't know that was a secret.
It's not.
Oh, I know why. You don't want to tell people that you're leaving because they're going to come and break into our house.
We are going to be home, so because it's just mom and dad going to Las Vegas, so...
Don't try.
I'm the protective mama bear.
We do have guns.
We have an attack dog.
Okay, but
firearms.
Yes. Two of us are going to Las Vegas for 2 days this week to attend and help out Matthew and his business partner at a conference that they are sponsoring.
Help out
long
with quotations.
Story. Short.
They are helping out.
Yeah, Dad's going to be a bartender, and I'm going to serve food.
Mom's
going to be a cocktail waitress.
She's going to be taking on the Las Vegas vibes and getting in a little sexy outfit to help Matthew's client.
Yeah, right. They'd be running for the door.
We're going to have our dream job. I'm going to be a Vegas bartender married to a Vegas cocktail waitress. Yes. I mean, this is our... What doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Oh, gosh.
No, so that'll be a fun night. It's just a quick trip. We're not going to be there very long, but I have not been to Vegas since... What did we go? Our 10th anniversary? Or is it our 5th anniversary? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since we've been there.
I like to gamble. Mom likes to sit by the pool. I'm not a great gambler, but the last time I went, Mom was sitting by the pool, and I went in for one last gamble on the Sunday morning or whatever we were doing. And, boy, I came back, and I was up about $100. And she's like, I know why you're back. I said, what? She said, I know, you lost it. You ran out of money. And I said, on the contrary, and I flipped her a $500 coin, and I did quit. I did quit. Well, I can't tell you how much it took for me not to go, I got five, let's go to 1,000. That's when you lose it all.
Right.
And I said, if I can go to her and show her that I have a $500 coin, she's going to be really happy. And let's face it, we could use the money anyway. So we cashed in the coin and went home up. And that was my only one trip to Vegas where I actually, that was my only trip to Vegas, but I actually made money.
You've only been there one time?
I've only been there once.
Are you kidding?
Seriously?
Yeah. I've only been there once.
Oh my gosh, I've been there so many times.
You have, but you've gone with...
Those natives love the casino.
I don't love the casino, but I've been to Las Vegas quite a few times.
I enjoy the atmosphere in the casino, and we had fun when we went to Vegas. We did the penny slots.
Right,
but
me too. That's...
It's way too intimidating. I could never go and sit down at a table in Las Vegas. We played blackjack over the interactive, blackjack where you sit down at the machine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was all four of us. We had fun with that. Mm-hmm. But we're not going anywhere near a table. We are not.
Me either.
We're
that's
not
scary.
There.
But that's... That's the one thing I think that it's a misconception, because if you're sitting down at a $100 table, blackjack table, okay, you better know what you're doing. But if you're at the $2 or the $5 and somebody's riding you because you split aces, that's where, you know, it's at that level, it's okay. You're there to have fun, be social, and maybe make a little bit of money. But if you're in the serious group, the high rollers, okay, then you should keep your mouth shut. You should not sit at that table. That's my personal opinion. And nobody should give you a verbal beatdown if you don't know what you're doing at a $2 table or a $5 table.
I agree, because you're clearly trying to learn the ropes.
And that's why Las Vegas has those tables, because they still want people. They know they're going to win money, at albeit smaller amount, but you're also still there spending money. You're going to eat there, you're going to sleep there, and you're going to spend money in their casino. And they want that, because the majority of people that go there are not high rollers.
That's very true.
So when I go sit down at that $100 table, do you come in with me?
Nope.
Yeah, she is. Don't play.
Yeah, right.
Not that I would anyway. I would be too intimidated to do that at that table. But anyway, okay, so that's exciting. What else? Anybody else? Sophia, you got anything?
Nope, I'm just going to be watching.
Don't say anything.
What?
Can't
watching
say
TV.
Anything what we're doing.
Okay. Never mind then.
Sophia is on an endeavor right now making money while she's away, so she could not make it in today. She's got in the... She's in a...
All right, let's start our show.
Okay, let's do
all
it.
Right?
What do you want?
We got something special planned today. We're doing our holiday gift list or Christmas list.
Yes.
So each of us came up with a list of items. We did 10 items. I don't know if we'll go through all 10 or not, but each person did 10 items, and we kind of based it on our specific ages and genders.
Mm-hmm.
So, McLaren, you want to start us out?
Yes. I'm also going to mention, we're going to put all of our gift guides online. It'll be a Google Doc so that people can click on it and go shop. Everything will be linked right there, too. So I'll post that.
Seems like we just did this not too long ago.
I know.
It was a year ago already.
So kicking off my list, I have a Yeti cup specifically. I like the mug style. So I received that last year for Christmas, and I found out there is a bigger one that holds more coffee. So I'm thinking that I would like that, and that's $29.99.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, your coffee, I like really hot coffee. As soon as coffee gets cold, I'm done with it, and it keeps your coffee very warm. I highly recommend. Moving on, I have a FabFitFunBox subscription. This is $49.99, and you can do a month subscription or you can do a full year. I did this last year. This is actually my winter box is on its way. It is so awesome. Even if there's things in there that you don't like, it's all brand new, full size, so you can re-gift or give it to someone that you think would like it. The stuff you get, like, I got a Kate Spade lunchbox. I mean, it's high-end stuff. It's not a ding-ding. And you get eight to ten full-size things.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think everyone would love that.
I have one thing to say.
Woman, not men.
Are we reading our entire list at once, or are we, like, rotating?
Yep, we said that pre-show.
Well, I feel like rotating would be better.
Gabe's mad because we have some of the same things on our list.
Go ahead.
Yes, because I didn't know that we had to make it, so now all my list is going to be wiped out because I'm, like, the last one.
No, it doesn't matter. You can have the same things on your list.
Yeah. Gabe, we all know that you wanted FabFitFun on your list, too. It's okay.
Right, and that Kate Spade lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
This next thing I do not have, and I really want, it's AirPods. I feel like such, I know Matthew and Sophia both have them. I feel like such a loser when I walk around listening to things and I have a cord from my ears to my phone.
Yeah, you are a loser.
I know. I get self-conscious.
I have weird ears. I can't use things that go inside.
You
do.
We know you can't.
Your cartilage is tougher.
I have something very weird.
Next gift is... I tried not to have a complete McLaren list where listeners would be like, oh, there she goes again with all her designer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I did sneak some things in there. A Gucci belt. I just, like the classic one, the black belt and the 2Gs. Nothing else fancy, and that's $460. That is an investment piece, people. That's going to last you for a long time.
But you obviously don't know what an investment is, because an investment is not a belt.
Yes.
No, it is not.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, if you're going to wear it a lot, it is.
Yeah, but that's going to decrease in value and not, like, it's going to break.
Apple bottom jeans, Gucci belt with the
fur. Yes, thank you. Also, a lot of times when you buy something that high end, if there's an issue, you bring it in and they will take care of the issue.
Isn't that a Gordon Gekko belt? GG?
I don't even know who that is.
Okay, Wall Street.
My next item is UGG slippers.
Oh, I hate that.
The ones I have are kind of wearing out, and I'd like to try a new style. So that's linked on there. I think it's pronounced the Tasman UGG slippers. And it's one of their like classic ones that they came out with a really long time ago. And those are priced at $100, which I think is, I get it, slippers, and people be like, you can get $15 ones at Walmart. But UGG slippers really do last a long time.
I wear mine every single day. In fact, I'm in the studio, and what's on my feet? Yeah, I have my UGG slippers.
Were those last year's Christmas gift, or were those 2 years?
They might be 2 years.
Because they're, like, in pristine condition.
And I know, but I only wear them in the winter. I don't, you know.
Yeah, that's
I
very true.
I put them away, and I'm careful with them, but the dog lives the UGG slippers, so I have to make sure that he can't.
Yeah, he likes Sophia's,
his teeth
too.
On them.
Let me ask a question.
Yes.
UGGs have been in favor for, when did they hit the scene?
I think it was in fifth grade when they really came up. Okay, so long story short, Uggs were invented in they were a California thing for the surfers.
Australia.
An Australia thing because they surf there. So the surfers would be done surfing and have extremely cold feet. So someone's like, oh, throw on Uggs. So they invented Uggs for surfers. So they are not, back when they first came out, they really weren't a snow boot.
Okay.
They're very warm, but that's why when they came out, they'd have the issues where if you didn't take care of them correctly, they'd crack because they weren't a snow boot. Now Ugg has come a long way in making Ugg boots that are for the snow. Like I have a pair, but they did not start off as here, Minnesota, here's some winter snow boots for you to go out in.
Because they're quite pricey to fall apart like that in the snow, but are they still as strong? Are they, I mean, so they had a really nice ride, and it's still desirable to have an Ugg boot.
Yes, I think so. Because they changed, like I was saying, they changed, like, their, not their brand, but they've changed what they've been coming out with. Now they make, like, leather men's boots, which are gorgeous. They make boots that if you need to go outside and shovel and you can put those on and they're not going to get wrecked in the snow.
And furry flip-flops.
Are they for guys as well?
Yes.
Or is it kind of...
No.
Yes.
No.
I know they... I know they make them for guys, but is it...
I have never seen
I'm flamboyant
man.
If I wear Ugg boots.
Uh-huh. Yes.
No. Google men's Ugg boots. There are like chuckas.
Yeah. They do. Have
yes.
The mother chuckas?
Ah. I love chuckas.
Okay, too much time on
Okay, sorry.
Next is an Apple Watch, and that's priced at $399. That's the 5 series, the most updated one, but you can get the 3 series off their website as well. I have one. It's amazing, especially if you're a teacher. It's like life-changing. Next one, Louis Vuitton Neverfull. I know that's an it's an expensive one, but...
I mean...
Oh it's gosh. Well another lifetime piece. No. Gabe, and that is if something goes wrong with that, I'll bring it back to Louis Vuitton and they can replace it. Neverfull. That's the bag that I have. You don't need to Google
it. You already have it.
I got it.
No, I know this is for somebody else. The gift guide is like, yes, stuff that I want, but also
Holy
something you
balls.
Can give. You don't need to pay attention to the price.
Oh my God, yes you do.
It's priced at $1,400.
Wow, Louis got the scam going. Forget about Ugg.
That's something you will have forever. Also, if something goes wrong with it, unless it's cleaning, they'll take care of it for you. So, like, if one of my straps breaks, I can bring that in and they will fix it.
So,
for
basically,
free.
When the bag gets old, you just kind of break it and say, oh, look at this.
No, they don't give you a new one. They'll fix whatever is wrong with it.
Do you have a Louis too, Fia?
I do.
Oh, my God.
It was gifted to me, and I love it.
Okay. What about you, Mom?
No. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, they're upstairs in the closet.
Oh. I don't know if those are the
Moving
the real
on.
Deal.
My next one, I have fuzzy socks, and I linked an Amazon. There's, like, an Amazon package with a bunch of them for $16.50. They're so cozy. And they're just a quick and easy thing to throw on. Moving on, I have an initial ring. And this was, I linked RF Moller Jewelers' website, but you do not have to go that extreme. You can also go online for Etsy. But if you want one that lasts, because I've had quite a few initial rings over the years. And they've been nice, but haven't lasted, so... I think going to RF Moller Jeweler if you want it to last for a while. And even when you go there, they have rings that are less expensive, and then you can go all the way up to make it as expensive as you want. Next, I have a cozy blanket, specifically the Kate Spade one. I linked that on Amazon, and it says it's $69.80. But you can also...
Nice.
I have the Kate Spade blanket that's linked on here, and... They're at TJ Maxx all the time. So go there, and I think it's usually $29.99 at TJ Maxx. And it is so cozy. It's on my bed, and it's just super soft. Last thing I have is candles. I absolutely love candles. I'm a huge candle girl. But I like nice candles. So I have two linked on our website. One is a two-wick candle, and it's from a... I don't know how to say this brand. It's Gypconia Chawan. It's a Nordstrom brand. It's a really nice candle. And that's $28. And then something a little bit more affordable that you can get at Target. And it is a Yankee candle, Chesapeake Bay candle. It's a brand from Yankee. And this one's $6.99 for the small one or $9.99 for the big one. And I highly recommend Snuggly Sweater.
Snuggly Sweater.
Okay. That is McLaren's essential of her life.
But I'm sorry, this might be the most boring Christmas list I've ever heard.
I don't think so.
Mm, we're talking about the price of candles.
You're not a 24-year-old female.
I put the prices so that
the
people...
The $6.99 candle called Cozy Sweater, I highly recommend.
I think that's the worst impersonation of her I've ever heard in my
all
life.
All right, Dad. What do you like for us?
Oh, boy.
All right, I wrote all my stuff
down.
Okay,
wait. Can we just pause for a second? That please. The Kate Spade blanket is $69 for a white blanket. A white blanket.
But it's so cozy.
I've got,
Did you listen to what I broadcasted?
What you broadcasted?
I said that at TJ Maxx, you can get this blanket for $29.99.
All right, here we go, Dad.
Daddy-o, I have a couple of questions. I don't necessarily want all these items.
Yes.
But I like these items, and I have some questions. The first thing, a puffy jacket from Patagonia.
Wait, what? This is a question or?
No. Okay. The item is
okay.
A puffy jacket from Patagonia. And my follow-up is, why are they so popular? Is that a status symbol? Are they? I see them everywhere. I like the look, but is that something that... a must-have.
Okay, so here's my question. When you say puffy, you're meaning like they're like
gray
down.
Or dark. Yeah, it's got the...
He doesn't mean the big, huge.
No, I... Yes.
He means like that a sleek one.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I see Patagonia that is so popular.
I don't really wear my Patagonia stuff I have.
Honestly, if I'm being real here, Patagonia I feel like is for like... liberal outdoorsy people, mm-hmm. which happens to be a lot of the state of Minnesota. I have Patagonia pullover fleeces and they're cozy, but that jacket, when I think of that, I'm like, it might be someone that is liberal and outdoorsy.
Then let me, what about the North Face?
You can have a North Face jacket.
You can have a what North
Northwest Airlines jacket.
No.
You look like a
so
union
you like
guy.
That black North Face jacket.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be accused of driving a Subaru either. That's what.
Then
that's why I'm
to
asking
stick
these questions.
With the North Face jacket.
Then you go for Carhartt.
That's more of like driving like a Range Rover or something, like a North Face vibe.
Okay.
Yeah. The
not
other
that
one,
I'm worried about.
You
what
might
people
have
think
a felted beret on with your Patagonia.
Now
with some heavy cargo pants.
Now we're getting deep. Okay. Right. My second item is a portable charger. Mm. How many times have I forget to charge my phone overnight because I don't have a convenient charger? But
which is your fault.
But I would like a charger that is also portable, that holds a charge so I can, if I'm sitting somewhere here at work, I can't really. I guess
can't even believe your old phone can be charged anymore.
He needs a new one.
What do
so
I have?
Bad. An iPhone,
iPhone
5.
SE. SE. They're different things. Entirely
yeah,
different nation. A generation of phones.
Gabe gets defensive because it's
because
old
it's
phone.
The wrong phone. The 5 and the SE are two different phones. They may look alike, but they do not have the same capabilities.
Here we go.
What,
moving on.
What does my phone say I'm driving?
A brick. What?
What is my status symbol? This says I'm driving a what?
A beat up Ford Taurus.
1994 Ford Taurus.
All right, yeah. There's my status. I had a Yeti on here as well as my number 3. I agree with you. When I've poured out some of your drinks at, in the sink, sometimes they're still warm, and yeah. It's from the day later.
Why are you touching the drink?
Well, because the dishes need to be done.
Left it there on the counter and
right.
Didn't deal with it
yes,
yourself.
But why are you like touching the like the liquid inside of the cup? Like,
well, I'm not doing it. You can feel that it's warm.
Yes.
You know that. My number 4 item is from Crate and Barrel, and it is the 100 movies bucket list.
Oh, no.
I think that would be neat to have. It has some of the 100 top movies of all time. And I don't know who put it out. I don't know what their criteria was for being a great movie.
What is this? A list?
Like a checklist. So it's a poster. Oh. So you would put it in maybe your garage theater. Or maybe a theater room or something.
You could have it in your garage.
You don't put it over the fireplace and go, oh, we're going to
But if it's from Crate and Barrel,
Dad's not coming in the house.
Is it attractive looking?
No, it's nothing.
It's kind of cute.
It's nothing that would be a piece you would put in the living room. It would have to be a...
No, but that would be cute in a basement. Movie room. Yeah, like right. If
or
we
our
had
basement.
Our Goodrich house and we had that up there.
Yeah.
And it would be... It would be fun to have the list to have the whole family watch the movie and then check it off.
Oh, not to mention it's very reasonably priced at $15. Oh,
wow. I didn't even look at the price. Yeah. I just thought it was a neat item.
But then you probably need to frame it, which is expensive.
Yeah, but you'd have to wait till you scratch everything off because it's a scratch off. So it's the name of the movie. And then once you watch it, you scratch it off and there's a little picture. Oh. So you'd have to scratch everything off and then... That's a really reasonable Christmas gift.
So if you have somebody that's a movie buff, you could get that for them.
Yes, yes, for someone else.
But okay. You have to watch the movies by yourself. The whole family doesn't if you were to receive that gift.
Next one, saw this. This is a luxury item and fun. It's an urban map glass, and that's put out by uncommongoals.com. Uncommongoals.com. And it's a tumbler for... little alcohol glass, but it has maybe Chicago, a map of Chicago etched
in it. I just have
it.
A correction. I believe it's Uncommon Goods,
it
not
is.
Goals.
Oh, thank you. Uncommon Goods. Yep, I was wrong. So you can get Chicago, maybe Minneapolis, St. Paul, or just Minneapolis or St. Paul. I'm not sure. I didn't do any research on it. I just saw the one I saw was Chicago, and I thought, what a fun conversation piece. If somebody's looking, you know, if you have somebody that has everything, it's just the next fun thing to get.
They do have a really long list of the
cities.
Oh, good.
Yeah, cities you can get. And it's, again, reasonably priced at $16.
From Amazon.com, a smartphone camera lens set. I didn't pay attention to any prices, so I don't know how much things are.
If you have a phone like McLaren just got the 11 Pro, you don't need a lens. The entire phone is the lens.
How about for this puppy?
That
would
thing,
I need to?
That,
I'm holding up my phone here.
They wouldn't work with that.
Yeah, no? That's not okay.
Okay, but who would use that then? Is this becoming an unnecessary?
People still use them, but it's a super unnecessary thing. Where Apple is and all the smartphone companies are putting more cameras and higher resolution cameras on their phone, so people don't have to do things like that.
My phone dad has three cameras, and I can pick. I'll show you later, but. I can pick which camera, and it adjusts. It's insane.
We really got screwed in the time we grew up, didn't we? Phones that had cords on them, we had to dial and push buttons, and these kids are walking around with basically super whopper computers from War Games.
Yes.
Super whopper computers from War Games.
Just be quiet. Joshua is the was the password there. Indoor skydiving lesson. This is from cloud9living.com.
I have seen this.
Cloud9living.com. They've got areas all over the country, I guess. They have 30 locations plus, but I think that would be fun. That would be fun to go to as a family.
We have a mall here that has that.
Our mall has that?
I can't remember which. Ridgedale, maybe?
Ridgedale. It's out that way.
Yeah.
I fly Minneapolis. Wyzetta Boulevard.
Okay.
In Minnetonka.
So that would be Ridgedale. Or out Ridgedale Way, 394.
Yeah. Yes, it is in Ridgedale.
Yeah.
So if you have someone that has everything, I really think that would be fun for me to do. But if you're looking for an off the
market.
See,
that
would
be a fun family podcast thing.
We'll call them this week. Hey, guys, we're. How about number 8? Nice gloves.
Yeah.
That's it. All I can say is nice driving gloves. Mine take a beating every year because I use them for everything. But I can't beat a nice pair of gloves.
When you're saying nice gloves, do you mean like
leather?
Okay.
I like nice lined leather gloves.
Problem is you need the 3-year-old attachments where they attach to your jacket so you don't lose them.
That's why I need them every year. Nice gloves. Number 9, this is the world's greatest collection of dad jokes. On Amazon. It's a book. I would love to have that, and I would just drive everybody nuts, I know. The world's greatest collection of dad jokes from Amazon. That's self-explanatory. Moving on to number 10. I saw this, and this, I think, will be an item that someone in our family will get, either purchase or receive. The Euphoria Lock-In Ice Cream Pint Protector. This is also from Amazon, and featured are Ben and Jerry's pints, where there is a lock on top, a number lock that you have to punch in order for you to... We do have ice cream thieves in this family, all over.
If the ice cream's in the freezer, it's fair game. I don't care whose it is. It's in there. It's fair game. No one's ice cream.
All right.
We'll see what happens. You can, because when I'm up there, you're not getting it back.
Yes. Says the professional ice cream consumer. All right, so that was my list. Thank you. Who's next?
Sophia.
I believe I am. All right, my number, well, not in order, but I have AirPods. McLaren already mentioned those, but I have them and I use them every day. A jade roller.
Oh my
God, like $10 on Amazon, or you can invest in a nicer one, too. Silk. Well, am I saying that weird?
Silk.
No, you're fine.
That's fine.
Pillowcase. Yeah. It just sounds weird. You can get that for like $23 on Amazon, or like $85 at Nordstrom or Sephora. Mm-hmm. And then my next thing is a Chegg or Course Hero account. These accounts like unlock homework answers, and it starts at $14.95 a month. And
wait, you gotta explain this.
It's called Chegg.
Yeah.
Chegg.
Or Course Hero. There's another one that's called Course Hero.
I'm wondering what this does.
It helps you cheat.
If you look up one of your homework questions, it always pops up on one of these websites to like view the answer, but it will be all blurry, and then it's like create an account to view the answers. So it'd be really nice if you could actually view the answers, because then you get your homework answers right.
Well, that's cheating. Yes.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
I'm confused.
So
Gabe wants this too.
Yeah.
No,
Gabe, you should invest.
I think what Sophia is saying this is she does her homework all on her own, but then she goes to Chegg just to verify that she has the right answer. So she's already completed her work. This is just a mechanism to which she can compare and verify that she did all the work herself and indeed got it right, correct?
Exactly.
Wow, so, very clever.
Yeah, that's a great present. Very underrated.
All right.
My next thing is a Love Your Melon hat. They normally start at $30. And then if you want a pom-pom one, it's $45. They also have a ton of different other styles, though, that vary in prices. A hydro flask. The 32-ounce one is the one I have, and that's $40. Great investment. Drinking water, super important.
Wait, what was that last one?
A hydro flask. It's a water bottle.
Okay. All right, I'm going to look that up right now.
We gave that to her for her birthday.
That's right. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yep.
My next thing is an Off-White tote. Off-White, I'm talking about the designer, like, clothing brand. It's only $275, which I think is super reasonable.
Very
for
reasonable.
For a designer bag.
$275?
Yeah.
What's a tote?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a thing that you could bring if you're staying over somewhere, like staying overnight or something. Yeah. It's not like the like never fill tote. It's like a.
So it's something like I would never use. What you're telling me?
Yeah, obviously, but yeah, I think that's reasonable because usually the Off-White purses are like thousands of dollars. So, and Off-White's super trendy right now. And then my next thing is a heated blanket. You can get those for like $50 on Amazon. Or Target. I use mine every day, and it's essential because I'm always super cold, so I just lay in my bed and have that thing on high, and it makes me warm.
That's a very good story.
Yeah. And then my next thing is a Polaroid camera. This might have been a more popular thing last year, but I still think it's super, I don't know, fun to have. You can get that at $70 at Target. Those are kind of trendy still. So, and then my last thing is a game that's called For the Girls. And you can get that at Target for $24. It's like a game that's like truth or dare, never have I ever, most likely to, and then kind of like a 5-second rule where it's like a rapid fire category card. So it's like cards that are like that.
You can also get that at Good Things, right?
I wish I remembered the foghorn feature.
Sophia?
You can probably get that at Good Things.
Well, didn't, isn't that where we saw it?
Oh, yeah. I think we did see it there, too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you can get it a lot of places, but I played that with my friends before, and it's really fun, so.
Right. And that's Sophia's list gets this.
Oh, I liked your list.
My list was good.
No.
I hit so many good points, and no, you everything have, like, that I had was super reasonable.
But you have the list where it's like Visco Girl, like, oh my gosh, trendy.
Because I'm a 19-year-old girl.
So?
I like basic things. These are all essentials.
Something
that
I think
19-year-old would like.
Yeah, something I think was kind of cool for a 19-year-old. Have you guys seen the silver hair tie bracelet?
Mm-mm.
So it's a silver cuff bracelet or bagel type bracelet.
Scrunchie. I know what you're talking about.
No, and you put like your black hair black hair tie.
Mm-hmm.
In it.
That's cool.
I have seen that before.
Yeah, I think it's really cool.
Like, because
you guys always wear them around your
like
wrist.
Like a scrunchie?
Yes.
No,
yeah, you
like
feel
a
like
regular.
A 4-year-old when you do that.
Yeah, but you guys all do that.
A scrunchie.
I know.
Isn't that what they're called?
Not, no. It's not a scrunchie.
I don't know then.
Anyway, sorry.
Who's up now?
Yeah.
You are.
I'm up.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
Well, I made my
I
list
can't wait
in about
to hear this.
3 minutes
yeah,
before the podcast.
This, folks.
So if they're not really the best items, it's because I didn't have a lot of time to prepare. My number one, of course.
Wait, before, let me preface this. Mom said, I think on Monday, Mom said, everyone make sure you have your list ready to go for the podcast.
And I do not have my texts like on my phone. I turn them all on Do Not Disturb, so I don't really check the family group
chat.
That's
of your own doing.
Sounds like a personal issue.
It's not an issue for me. I don't like receiving text.
So weird, Gabe.
My first one are AirPods Pro.
AirPods Pro is a step up from AirPods?
They're the new ones Apple just came out with. They kind of look ugly. They're not like the normal AirPods, but
they look
I feel
really
like
ugly.
Aren't they like noise canceling?
Yeah, and they look like mini hair dryers. That's what I get.
Like
that's
people,
the vibe I feel.
I feel like people's earwax is gonna get all over it or something.
Okay,
you're not wanting them out.
Plus,
well, I'm afraid of earwax.
Well, they better not go in your ear that far.
They do because they're noise canceling.
Yeah, they're like a
beats. Okay. Well, that's a problem.
$250?
Yeah, they're extremely expensive, which I'm actually purchasing fake AirPods.
Oh.
So, there's that.
I thought you were about to say you're purchasing those, and I was like...
With what money?
I was just about to ask.
My second thing is Modern Warfare 2. They just came out with it. I don't... There's nothing... It's a video game.
Oh, okay.
It's like Call of Duty.
Do you play video games anymore?
I don't see you. Sometimes do.
Okay. I don't, but you don't, that doesn't consume you because I don't see you playing.
No. I normally don't really have my TV plugged in because it, like, I don't really have the space to have, like, six things plugged in. So then I won't really want to plug it in.
Thank you for not overloading and blowing this.
So then you don't need to keep stealing the cable out of the family room downstairs.
I put that back in that room.
Yeah, I saw that.
He did. I hooked it up. He just put it back in the room.
Okay. Yeah, I did. I didn't say I hooked it up. I said I put it back in the room.
It's a step forward. Okay, I'll take it.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
My next is an Xbox One X. They came out with this a couple months ago. It's like more powerful than the one I have. It's brand new. My next one is baseball hats. I like hats, and you can never have enough of them. Then... The iPhone 11 Pro. This is what McLaren just got. And my phone is kind of... It's wearing down on its capabilities of, like... I don't know.
Yeah, it's because
I had to not use my phone, so I had to go to bed because it kept turning off, and I have no idea how. The phone wouldn't turn off. Like, my YouTube would keep playing, but the screen would just be black.
But here's the problem. It's because you don't take good enough care with
it. Yes, I didn't drop it for
2 years, and then I dropped it once, and it just completely broke.
Okay.
My next is, like, clothes. Pretty self-explanatory, I feel.
Okay.
Then a new Apple computer.
Oh, we're shooting for the moon.
Well, you said just gifts.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I got you.
A wireless charger. Those are nice when you're like sitting at a desk or something and you just put your phone on.
Oh, I would agree with you there.
Then this is where it kind of goes south. Candy.
All right, we're covered.
I just kind of put that one on there to get
looks
to
good.
10.
Sounds good. Between then, the Apple computer and the candy, I think I know which one
how
we're
do you
going
get
with.
10 from that list?
I'm
this
not
This is
going to
be number 10 now.
Yep. Well, I have 11, actually, because Dad just told me one.
Okay.
A weighted blanket.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Those are awesome.
Nice, hey, Jinx.
Good job. And then lastly is, like, Canada Goose. Like, like not the jackets. I'm good on the jacket department, but I would like the gloves or the hat.
Okay. I tried on the gloves the other day. They are, like, your hands are... will melt inside of them.
Yeah, because my I feel like hands can never get warm enough, and every single glove ceases to actually protect and keep your hands
Thank
warm.
You.
It only
my
gets
hands
your
are always ice cubes.
It only takes your warmth to a certain level. I agree, and then they become
and then they're just cold, and right. You don't want them on. And I think Canada Goose would do a good job of trying to keep your hands warm.
I think I tried one on. Where were we?
We were in
Boston.
Oh, yeah, that was the store. And I did try a pair on, and they were wow. But then, how often is it, you know, it's not 55 below here all the time. It's
normally pretty cold in the winter, though.
Here's the thing. If you have a Canada Goose jacket and you wear those, it's going to be way too warm. But if you don't have a Canada Goose jacket, you're fine, and you can get them. That's my...
Well, I'm already so warm with the jacket I have that...
Gabe's got the old school Northwest Airlines.
So I'm
going to
do my list now.
Yay.
All right.
Got the foghorn ready.
No, not for mom.
Starting out, I have the Bren, Bren, slip-on sneaker from UGG. It's about $90.
The Bren.
Why is that?
Because there's too many UGGs.
Sorry, UGGs are actually a really great Christmas gift.
No, I haven't heard UGG in 8 years, and now they're coming up.
I don't know. Okay, and then I did, I only put one subscription thing on my list this year, and it is the sheet mask subscription box. You get 4 to 7 masks sent to you a month, and that's kind of fun. Mom, even though 4 to 7, if I got 7 masks sent to me in a month, that's like a year's supply.
Yeah, but you love them. I think if you had a constant supply, you would... actively use them.
That's when you do the face thing? The peel
off?
Yes,
panda. Okay. Yes. The panda, yes.
Panda.
And then I have, well, it doesn't have to be this one specifically, but I did think it was cute. It's and cheap. The Fiona Floral Electric Kettle. It's Pioneer Woman, so that means it's a Walmart product. But it's $24.88. I want an electric tea kettle. Or a tea kettle that can go on the stove. I don't really care, but that is something that I would like.
Love me some Pioneer Woman. She's got some great food.
Yes. Then I have the Revlon one-step hair dryer and volumizer, and it's a hot air brush, and it kind of does a blowout of your hair. I think that's cool. And then I have the Ancestry DNA kit.
Yeah, I would like to do that, too.
Yeah.
I would like to do that.
What do you think?
Because I'm never gonna gift that to you. I don't think that's a good gift.
I think that's an awesome.
She's been asking Matthew, for that for years.
Matthew is gonna, if he was here, he'd try to fight me on it because he's always like, "Mom wants it," and I'm like, "No, I don't want to get that for her."
But I've always wanted that.
I want that.
Yeah.
What, Sophia?
I said, "Mom's obsessed with her ancestors."
Stop. I have the Oralay Down jacket from Amazon. That's a super popular jacket that everyone loves on Amazon.
Yep.
I mean, again, this is just a gift list idea. This is not things that I want, people.
Well, I'm taking it at
Yes, I understand.
I'm just getting as things
don't.
You want.
Maine's already ordered four of them.
Yeah. Well, here's why. Because I'll ask what she wants for Christmas, and she goes mute, and she's like, your love, help around the house. And it's like, don't give me those BS responses.
You already know I'm not doing those.
Yeah, I know.
Here's your homemade card. I love you. Here's a 1 foot rub.
I really got strict with him one time yesterday, and he looked at me. He's like, Mom. I said, I have to talk to you like a drill sergeant now in order to get your attention. Anyway, Hydrate Spark 2.0 smart water bottle. It lights up when it's time for you to drink.
What?
No, it's kind of expensive. It's $58.
Ooh.
But I think that that would encourage you to drink more water.
Please tell me what it is again. I have to look it up.
Hydrate Spark 2.0 smart water bottle.
Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
If you buy something, I think this is a great idea. A smart water bottle. So electricity and water, they always say don't go together. So how is this going to?
It's electricity and water. That's what it is.
It's like battery operated. Oh, that's okay. That would be neat.
And does it looks like it keeps track of it on your phone?
It looks like a 2-year-old would carry it around.
Yeah, maybe how much water you're actually drinking then.
That's really cool.
On your phone. I thought it was cool. Sophia, do you like that?
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I
think if someone to start drinking more water is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. I thought you'd like that. then I have a cozy 2-piece pajama set to wear around the house.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pick one specifically. It's just something that we usually get, like, the family pajama set at Christmas time. And I like ours that we got last year.
Target has a million right now. We need to get on that before they're all. Because last year, we decided this also, super last minute. And they're not Christmas pajamas.
That's what I was just going to say, though. We were looking at Christmas pajamas this year, but they really, we wouldn't wear them as much. Like, I don't really want to put on Christmas pajamas in February.
I think I could put on Christmas pajamas year-round. Do you have a season year-round?
I wear my pants to science fair, and that's it.
Oh my God.
And I wear them hunting.
Please
I wear
move
them
on.
Under my...
Please move
on.
Okay.
That's smart. Those are good
then
long
I have jumps. The personalized ticket stub scrapbook. And that's from personalizedmall.com. And for people that save their ticket stubs...
I do.
Yeah, they have scrapbooks for them, which I thought that was kind of a neat way of organizing them.
Yeah,
because I just throw them in a bowl.
I have them laminated and on a D-ring.
Well, that's cool, too. Yeah.
But they're tucked away, so.
And the last thing I have is from uncommongoods.com, and it's a terrarium candle. I just thought they were really cute.
What?
A terrarium candle.
Isn't a terrarium like living plants?
Yeah, but it's not. It's made out of wax.
So is it like burning?
Oh, that's probably cool.
Yeah, it's cute.
But you don't want to light the candle on fire because that looks cool.
Well, that's true too. You might not want to burn it because it's cute. Lastly, I have Matthew's list. Should I read through it quickly?
Oh, the terrarium candle is cute.
Yeah.
Oh, it's super cute.
Yeah. Oh, you have Matthew's list. Okay.
I do have Matthew's list. What's really funny about Matthew, his list is grouped in categories. There's three categories: cheap, medium priced, and expensive.
I'm so glad you said that because I was just going to say before you start, let's talk about practicality. Do you think Matthew will be practical on this? But since he's categorized that,
well, it's funny what he has in cheap clothes. Matthew likes cheap clothes. Shoes. Now, we all know Matthew did run a half marathon in shoes from Payless Shoes. Not really running shoes. And this is so cute. This is a kid that moved out on his own. A set of spices and seasonings.
That's so cute.
That is. So, medium priced. Apple TV plus a subscription.
We have that right now, Matthew. Because I just got my new phone, so.
But he doesn't have.
Oh, I don't think
box.
He can log in.
Yeah, he doesn't have Apple TV.
Okay. A Disney Plus subscription.
We do need to get that.
Meal kit subscription like HelloFresh. I find that interesting that he has that in the medium price because I think that would be expensive.
Fairly expensive, but if you're cooking for one person, it actually might be pretty reasonably priced.
Oh.
But well, I haven't.
If you're a person that goes out every night, their like meals end up being like $6 per meal. So like if you live in New York and you have to go out a ton, mm-hmm. then this would probably be like a good investment.
I also think though too, I get through my FabFitFun, they always send in like first couple meals are free. So if you really wanted to try that, I'll gift you my coupon.
It looks really good. It's actually fresh stuff.
It is. So then expensive items. He has three. The AirPods Pro.
Yep.
Yep. New MacBook Pro.
Yep.
Gabe's. And lastly, a luggage set.
Nope.
Hmm.
Well, he travels a lot.
He does. That's true. Very true.
That's true. Well, those are practical. I think he did more of a wish list for him as opposed to just a general, you know, ideas wish list.
I think everyone seems to have done that.
Mine was super reasonable, actually.
I tried to keep mine reasonable in some parts.
Mine was very reasonable.
Sophia, that's rude.
Did Finley have a list? What did Finley have?
Food.
Food, tennis ball, massage.
Keeping him alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the number one.
He might have on his list.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very true, Sophia.
All right. I have a I have an article. Ooh. And I've got to pull it up here. If you'll allow me for un momento. And it has to do with social millennials and giving up something.
Of course it does.
And what do you mean, of course it does? What do you think
every
I gave up?
You are anti-millennials.
No, I'm not.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, now I can't find it. So yep. Who can cover me while I'm looking?
I'll just remind people that I am going to post this with links to everything. It's going to be on our Facebook page because that's going to be the easiest place to put it. Just because it'll be a link. And I don't think you can link in like an Instagram photo. So if you are looking for our Christmas gifts, it'll be on a Google Doc and it'll be linked to our Facebook page.
And it'd be kind of fun if you did decide to buy one of these items for a loved one. It'd be kind of fun to hear like, oh, I love that item that Sophia said and I went out and bought that
you
for
know
my
what?
Daughter.
If you do buy anything on our Christmas list, send us a picture to our email address, or you could send it via direct message on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll post it, because I think that would be a fun idea.
That would be really
so
fun.
So if you buy something on our Christmas guide list, send us a picture via any of our social medias, and we'll post your picture.
What is that social media? Do we remember? Gabe, do you remember what that is?
I have the social media. It's Facebook at the Podcast Family. Instagram at the Podcast Family, Twitter at the Podcast Fam, and email us at thepodcastfamily@gmail.com.
How do you remember all that stuff?
She has it written down. She's not remembering it.
All right. My article that I cannot find had to do with millennials giving up their phone for 1 week. And they said, oh, here we go. College students say ditching smartphones for a week changed their lives.
That's cool. I'm not going to
do
that.
I'm not doing that either.
Nearly two dozen Adelphi. This is from New York CBS Local.com, so their local CBS affiliate. Nearly two dozen Adelphi University students made it a full week without their cell phones. It was part of a college course intended to break the powerful addiction of smartphones.
But
go ahead.
The thing is, like, that's a part of our society today. 12 people doing that's not going to change the way that a world works.
Well, it's correct, but I also think that the shortcuts that the smartphones give the young millennials...
That you couldn't live without.
I think it's making their brain lazy.
But you
I'm
couldn't live without
dumb.
It. Look at, what do you do? How are you reading this article right now? A computer.
I'm not my phone.
Yes, but a computer and a phone are virtually the same thing.
You could be reading it on your phone.
And how much do you tweet a day? Like 50 times, maybe?
No,
retweeting.
Maybe once or twice.
No, retweeting.
Is that really a tweet? Retweet?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's funny because the one gentleman that had to do the part of the survey or the study, he had to get an alarm clock. So he had to get rid of his phone. He had to have an alarm clock. I mean, everything that they did was old school.
How do you wake up in the morning to go to work? What gives off fiddling. Your alarm?
Fiddling.
I use my Google, so I don't use my phone to wake up in the morning.
And how does your Google work? What is it connected to?
I don't even know if it's connected to my phone. Yeah, it is.
It's your iPad.
Okay, so anyway, so they had to go a week. How long, if we had a contest, how long could each family member go without their phone?
I'm not participating in this contest because I won't be able to go for very long.
Mom,
how long do you think?
Mom would
number?
Be the longest.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like you would.
But I would love to be. I was a resistant iPhone purchaser.
Yeah,
I held out for a long time, and the reason why wasn't because I was against iPhone, but I knew that that was going to change my life in a way that I didn't necessarily want it to change. I knew that I would be addicted to my phone because I had seen it happen to so many people. And, yeah, I mean, sure enough, I'm no different than anyone else. I reach for my phone 1,000 times a day.
Okay, but I think when you are on your phone, more often than not, you might be checking Facebook, but you might be playing a game.
Yeah.
But you're also still engaging.
You're not
a zoner.
You know what? My life would be so much more productive in a positive way if I never had this iPhone.
I think that it would be fun to do on the podcast where we have the app or the feature in our settings, except that does not. That tracks how many notifications, how many times you pick up the phone, when you pick up the phone, how long you're on it per day.
I think that'd be fun to
write that down, and then because I get it every single time I come here, I get the notification.
Sunday mornings on our way, I usually get the notification in the car.
Well, let me tell you, I don't care if I'm addicted to my phone. It's not affecting my life in any negative ways.
It is.
No, it is not.
It is not affecting my life in any negative way. There's just no way that it's affecting my life. I don't do a lot.
You could be more productive.
I'm not I can tell you right now, I'm on my phone less than you are.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So
I don't
work a full-time job.
I work a part-time job. But listen, what was yours this week?
2 hours
and
like 30 something minutes.
Yeah, that's not bad, but that's per day. So that means that every day you could be at the gym for an hour, not on your phone.
No, I don't need energy to look at this phone.
I work out every single day after school. Almost. I've been kind of lacking last week, but I run 2 miles and then I go and work out.
What, Soph?
I said, Gabe, you're jacked.
Yep.
She works out.
I never work out, but I do walk a lot at the airport.
Yeah, you do. Most days by 9 a.m., you already are way over 10,000 steps.
That's true. But I don't...
Why you're not the size of a stick, I do not know.
Well, because I like to have a cocktail and I like foods that make me fat.
My form of working out is just always taking the stairs as an option.
No, your form of working out is how much can I sleep?
No.
Can I take a nap right now? Yes, I think I can.
All right.
Hey, who's the skinniest in the family?
You. Because you eat, like, broccoli for lunch.
Yep, you got me.
Do you want to do that, Mom, or do you want to save that for next week? Okay, we can save it for next week. That's fine. All right, well, let's. What's going on this week? We got the Vikings play today. We're going to go home and watch the Vikings. We got to go deliver a new bed to Grandpa. Grandpa Bob's going to get a new bed.
Well, and, since you guys are gone, we can come and rob our house. No one's going to be home.
No, we have ample people home, and we're not going to be gone for long, believe me. All right, so enjoy your week. Don't forget to listen to that Garage Logic broadcast. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes. We really, truly enjoy your feedback. And if you have any suggestions, or as Mom said, if you have any feedback on giving a gift, we'd love to hear that, too. But if you want to be an advertiser on this podcast, give us a buzz. Our social media is out there. You can find it because you've already found us.
We already said it.
Go ahead, ma'am.
We do have one recent review that was left last Sunday.
Oh, boy.
Their name is Teenage Wasteland.
Okay.
they
Teenage
said...
Teenage Wasteland.
They said, I'm a GLer, just started listening to Table Talk, and you guys are hilarious. Keep up the great episodes. Great family.
Oh, very nice. Wish, wow. Thanks, Teenage Wasteland.
I don't know why every garage logician is not listening. For the stuff I've provided in GL over the years, how they cannot listen to this dysfunction is beyond me.
The other thing is that Teenage Wasteland is lost on the kids. They have no idea.
Teenage Wasteland. June.
I will say, I also was at Happy Hour and was, if you're listening to this.
It was lit.
No, it was not lit. It was after work.
Teacher Happy Hour, lit.
She's a teacher?
One of my colleagues completely blindsided me.
Teacher.
Gabe, stop. Completely blind. She's not a teacher, so you're actually wrong.
I'm not talking about
completely
her.
Completely blindsided me as we were sitting down on the table. She goes, something like, we have a podcast star. And I like whip my head around and I'm like, how does she know? And one of her friends listens to the podcast and was listening to when I was talking about where I got a job and where I was working. And she told my colleague, and I was like, how do you know? I got so embarrassed.
Did the other people at the table hear her?
Yes. And I was like, and then they're like, oh, how did you get into that? And then, of course, I'm like, well, my dad. Oh, well, who's your dad? And one of the teachers is like, you are kidding me. He is not the rookie. And he's like, she said, my dad and my brother are going to freak out that I work with you. And like, hilarious. I was like, I hate my life because I don't like people to know. And I was so like caught off guard. I was like,
we need everyone to know.
I know, but when someone says something, I get so embarrassed. I'm like, because I forget people actually listen. Yeah. And I'm like, oh God.
I've gone to a few GL broadcasts and people have come up to me and people that know me, I'm not that person. I'm the one that wants to hide in the background. My social anxiety is very great. And that's so bizarre.
But isn't it fun though? That people listen and you're part of their. I mean, I know it's relatively new for Table Talk, but you guys have all grown up with Garage Logic. Everybody knowing that umpire that talked to you in the batter's box.
Yeah, that's
awkward. It's just. It's really fun. I mean, it's a great business to be in. Podcasting is wonderful, and it's just it's fun that you touch people's lives and that you feel your life is not significant enough that somebody would get enjoyment from hearing your day-to-day dealings. But it's also very humbling. So.
Or people look at your dad and they're like, oh my God, stay away from that kid. He's a weird man. Like,
yes, that happens too. That's the flip side.
Or
so.
I'll say I'm Gabe Mikulski and he's like, are you Matt's kid? Oh my God, I'm this little rookie.
See, you're always representing the family, so you should always be on your best behavior.
Yep, and that goes for you.
That's true. People always come up to me and say, are you Gabe's dad? Wow, he's a lot smarter than you.
I am.
All right, Fifi, we're going to release you.
All righty.
Do you have any final words, Sophia?
Nope. Everyone have a great day.
Oh, see you later.
What a nice thing to say.
Are you making dinner tonight?
Who's making dinner tonight?
You are.
That's on you guys.
Rookie Burgers from Grunhoffer's tonight. Yep. Rookie Burgers from Grunhoffer's. Yep. That's good eating.
It is.
No.
Stop.
Let's go get something to eat.
Nope.